Wendy Richards wrote, "I can't tell you how shocked and disappointed I was last Saturday to have the very dramatic and important end of the Mets broadcast of Aida cut off right at 5 o'clock to accommodate other programming. Aida is a long opera, and this presentation was really spectacular, and the applause at the end of Act 2 and a problem backstage postponing the beginning of the last act may have contributed to the opera running long. However, for those of us who are opera fans, missing that conclusion was really difficult to experience. I hope that doesn't happen again. I'm new to southeastern North Carolina. I love WHQR, and I am a member. This is my first disappointment. I just had to get it off my chest." In response, "We're very sorry that this happened. It shouldn't have. The Metropolitan had told stations that based on earlier performances, last Saturday's opera would end at 4:41. Our equipment was set up to switch to All Things Considered at its usual time of 5. This one ran unusually long between acts, and when operas run long, someone is going to be disappointed, either opera lovers or All Things Considered fans. We look at ways to try to solve this problem." A caller this week to the station objected to NPR's coverage of the controversy surrounding Rush Limbaugh and his remarks on a college student and contraception. She pointed out that comedian Bill Maher has used objectionable language about Sarah Palin on his HBO show, and that NPR is showing bias in continuing to pursue a story from the previous week. Well, with our spring drive coming up in about 10 days, we're starting to get a number of web pledges from people who will be entered into the drawing for an iPad. Here's a sample of comments. Benjamin from Chapel Hill wrote, "I really enjoy your programming when I make it down to the beach. You're good company at the ocean." Terrence and Laura Kaplow from Jacksonville wrote, "NPR is a wonderful source of news, music, and entertainment. Thank you." Anne from Wilmington wrote, "I enjoy Morning Edition, All Things Considered, Talk of the Nation, and Performance Today. But I don't enjoy Sunday Baroque, and there's too much advertising of upcoming events." Donna Giles of Shalote wrote, "I am already a member, and this is a contribution to the Member Challenge Fund for the Spring Pledge Drive. There's not much I don't like about WHQR, but let me single out the Great American Songbook as a feature I especially love. I really appreciate that it originates from our local area." Michael and Rochelle Havard of Southport wrote, "Overall, very good, especially your balanced approach to the news. We could do without Diane Rehm." Janice and Richard Sims of Whiteville wrote, "WHQR is a mind-saver while traveling in my vehicle. All of the programming is superior." Michael from Leland wrote, "Terrific, but bring back Bob Edwards." Marilyn Mears wrote, "The programming keeps getting better. It's a nice mix of music and talk. I love Talk of the Nation, Diane Rehm, Science Friday, This American Life, and Wait, Wait, and most of the local programming. Thanks." Gilbert and Holly Bowen wrote, "We rely on your news feed and enjoy the Saturday morning programming. We keep WHQR on for our dogs if we're out during the week. When we come home, we turn up the volume for smooth landings." And Anonymous, also from Southport, wrote, "Great, you're always on in the car. Most Saturday nights, we listen to Prairie Home Companion. We went on the Alaskan cruise with Garrison a few summers ago." We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback for your questions and comments, likes and dislikes about any aspect of the station. You can send us feedback with an email message to feedback@whqr.org, and our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.